From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Tennessee Williams drama Summer and Smoke may not be as well known as some of his other plays, like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof or A Streetcar Named Desire. But as its name implies, it smolders just the same. Set in a Mississippi town at the turn of the last century, it tells the story of a minister's daughter and her relationship with the young doctor who grew up next door. It's a play where piety battles sensuality, the spirit is at war with the flesh, and a man and a woman are always facing off about all of it. And in the opinion of Elisa Rosal, that makes the play a perfect match for the passionate art of flamenco. She's founder and artistic director of Ballet Flamenco La Rosa, based in Miami. Summer and Smoke is one of her favorite plays, and her company's version, titled Verano y Humo, premieres this weekend at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. Elisa Rosal joins us in the studio now. So great to have you with us.
Thank you.
How much of the traditional movements we associate with flamenco, the foot stomping, the castanets, the finger snapping, will audiences see in Verano y Humo?
One of my dancers described it like this. He says, from the waist down, you're a flamenco dancer, and from the waist up, you're an actor. The whole basis is flamenco technique, starting from the music, the guitar, and the vocals, for which we write original lyrics in Spanish for these works. And then we use, the footwork is really the basis of the rhythm and the steps. So there's a lot of flamenco footwork. All of the tools that we have in flamenco's technique are used, but in a different way.
Now, your stage name is Elisa Rosal, but you were born?
Lori Elise Rosen.
Now, in my mind, a female flamenco dancer is usually from Madrid and not a Jewish woman born and raised in Miami Beach.
Well, that is the concept that many people have, but in actuality, there are a lot of Jewish people in flamenco. Flamenco has a natural appeal for Jews. First, I think because it's an expression of a persecuted people in its origins, medieval Andalusia, the south of Spain, where many cultures live together in a kind of cross-cultural fertilization that they call the Golden Age, prior to the Spanish Inquisition. And at that time, Jews, Arabs, Africans, Europeans, and Gypsies lived together and shared cultures. So there are a lot of Jewish roots in flamenco, and I think that that resonates with Jewish people.
Elisa, you've been dealing with a serious health issue, which you have not shied away from making public. How has being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis changed your approach to this very demanding physical art form that you've devoted your life to?
I haven't really changed my approach. I can do less of it, but I don't change the way I do it, if that makes sense. I have to put myself fully into it emotionally. And with MS, as you may know, the emotions play a huge role because it's the nervous system is involved. So when your nervous system is heightened, that increases your symptoms. So I have to find a really good balance with, you know, being very active and very intense in my work and then finding the time to rest and recuperate. But I have chosen not to try to work less intensely because that's just not authentic to me.
We've been talking with Elisa Rosal, founder and artistic director of Ballet Flamenco La Rosa. She's also the creator and choreographer of Verano y Humo, based on Tennessee Williams' Summer and Smoke. It has its world premiere this weekend, with performances tomorrow and Sunday at the Colony Theater on Miami Beach. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.